Sometimes I get so nervous when I speak, I can feel my heartbeat in my tongue. And my heartbeat talks faster than an auctioneer, but this is the last place I would ever try to sell something from. When I get really scared, I imagine my enormous grandmother is standing behind me with her pipe organ arms hugged tight around my chest. She says, "Listen, I know you're running your mouth so your mind can rest. Now rest is no broken levee staring up at the water. It is the bite marks a mother left on the hurricane while her daughter climbed to the 9th Ward rooftop to spray paint. We are still here, y'all. Yes, we are. Well, some days we may barely get our feet wet. Most of the time, we're gonna have to wake and shake the tidal wave off our Etch-a-Sketch to make space for the notes of a brass-knuckled saxophone carrying the tattered hope of the ocean's prayer. All these words are just paper boats praying they can get there. Tell me we will get there before we come up broke, believing people, like levees, have to hold themselves together when often it's our falling apart that gives us the grace that makes sure no one ever builds a condo over our broken, open hearts. 2 years after Katrina, I found a seashell beneath an oak tree in New Orleans City Park. I can still hold it to my ear and hear the song the folk singer sang that night. She left so much blood on her guitar strings. I knew I had never before been touched right. Knew we could be instruments if we would just let our kite strings get tuned to the lightning tonight. Tune me to the thunder. I am already shaking like a matador's hand shook in that 1906 California earthquake when 28,000 buildings fell. And the people said, when 28,000 buildings fall, do you know how many walls are no longer there? All they had left between them was a gospel salt of their sweat as they carried each other from the rubble to the street where each night they carried the piano to be played by a new refugee. Some wishes can only be made on the star's dust. I know most of the time my shine cannot hold a match to my rust. So ask me about the rain. I will tell you, my mother says the thing about wheelchairs is they keep you looking up. Says forests may be gorgeous, but there is nothing more alive than a tree that learns how to grow in a cemetery. So when my grandmother died, I started wearing her thimbles on my fingers when I typed these poems, hoping every key I type would sound like the footsteps of someone coming home, the way my friend came home from a rock and named his baby daughter Viva. We have all fought for our lives more than we know, survived our own questions. How can you grieve? A poison sea, a bleeding gulf. Can even the moon handle that kind of gravity, that pull to surrender? I say science can split an atom, but what if Eve could put Adam back together by reminding him the garden is just a seed, sometimes so small it can fit on the tip of your tongue? Say flint, say spark, say this is me hitchhiking with a green thumb, hoping to grow something in the trust of letting you pick me up on a day I was falling for the wreckage. Remind me, the most fertile lands were built by the fires of volcanoes. Plant my feet in the one thing that flowered when everything else erupted. Usman, an immigrant from Pakistan, could not stop saying brother, brother to the Jewish man whose hand he held down 98 flights of stairs to escape the fall of the Twin Towers. Right now, that is the only hour I will set my heart to. The moment we realize sometimes it is the metal in the wind chimes that reminds us how soft the breeze is. And maybe my grandmother only believed in Jesus because she believed he came back wearing that whip on his back like a halo. Either way, this world has picked me enough times for its madness vase for me to know sanity is not running from the window when the lightning comes. It's turning the thunder into grace, knowing sometimes the break in your heart is like the hole in the flute. Sometimes it's the place where the music comes through.